Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Creation is a new film looking at the life and work of Charles Darwin, based on the book Annie's Box by Darwin's great-great-grandson. It portrays Darwin as a tormented man who never got over the death of his favourite daughter, Annie. Ben McKechnie, our film critic, has been off to see it. Hi, Ben.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you very much. Now, before we get into the movie Creation, have you actually watched the documentary that came out, I think it was last year, Voyage That Shook the World? Very, very similar kind of approach, I think.
No, I didn't see it.
Was it? No. No, okay, all right. It was a documentary put together by, I just can't remember the organisation behind it, but I think there was some input from Creation Ministries International, the creation science people, although they kind of worked hard to portray it simply as the story without putting their particular slant on it. But I was interested to see if you'd maybe seen both and could compare them. Anyway, tell us about Creation and the period of life of Darwin that it actually does cover in the film.
But sort of covering his life into his late 40s, and it's just before the publication of The Origin of the Species, his most famous book, which everyone knows is where the theory of evolution was first sort of expounded. And it's largely set in his home in Kent. It's sort of the 1850s in England. So it's in the period of sort of 4 or 5 years of his life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the sources the film is based on, I mean, whenever we talk about Charles Darwin or the kind of development of his ideas of the survival of the fittest, etc., so often there is kind of a conflict as to where the information comes from. Is he a guy who actually on his deathbed did make some sort of Christian commitment that's been talked about in the past? Where did the filmmakers actually get their facts from, do you know?
This is a really great question, and particularly on a night when I'm listening to a lot of your callers beforehand, moving from sort of a lot of divisive topics to another.
Absolutely.
One. And Darwin is such a tinderbox. And up until about lunchtime today, I had it under what I thought was good authority that, as you mentioned in your intro, the great-great-grandson of Darwin, Randall Keynes, wrote a book called Annie's Box, which was what led to this film. And Annie's Box is based on correspondence from Darwin and also family members around the time of the events that's portrayed on screen. So up until about lunchtime today, I was thinking that from what I'd read and understood, that this was, quite verified.
Mm-hmm.
But I was having lunch today with a person you might know, Mark Hadley.
Mm-hmm.
I was dining with Mark Hadley and his lovely wife, Maya.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me about another book, which sort of seems to contradict the depiction of Darwin in Creation. And the other book was a book that it's a sort of historical fiction called This Thing of Darkness, which was about the captain of the Beagle, which is the ship that Charles Darwin went on his Galapagos voyage and did a lot of these the research that led to his theory of evolution. This Thing of Darkness is a book about the captain of that and Charles Darwin and kind of their differences. The captain of the ship was a Christian, whereas Darwin was a lapsed. Well, this is where contention gets into, and even the film shows this kind of contention where whether he's agnostic or atheist is very difficult to determine. What I found in Creation and what I really liked about it until now, trying to go away and do more research and talking to Mark about it today, what I liked about the film before hearing all this how difficult it is to determine what Darwin did or didn't believe, what Creation demonstrates on screen is what a lot of people don't know or don't think about with Darwin is that he was raised as a Christian, and his theory of evolution, at least his creation, the film would depict, wasn't about trying to destroy God. It was about these patterns that he saw in nature and how he believed that everything came from a common ancestry and all those kind of things. But the film doesn't suggest that he strived to destroy God or necessarily that he didn't believe in God, which I found one of the most amazing parts of Creation. And then subsequently I've read online, though, other Christian reviewers hammering this and saying it's a one-sided portrayal and it's very anti-Christianity. But I didn't really come out with that interpretation at all.
Yeah, okay. It'd be very interesting to see it side-by-side with something like The Voyage That Shook the World and just see how the two actually come out. How is Charles Darwin then portrayed? And particularly, how is he portrayed after the loss of his daughter Annie? Because that's come out in recent years too, and just the kind of change of heart that that had and the kind of change of outlook that that seemed to have on his whole psychology, his spirituality, and that maybe he, I think that was the idea behind some of these other readings of Charles Darwin's life, that perhaps that loss was what he was reading his science through.
Yes, look, that is demonstrated in the film, and it does seem to boil down to the loss of his daughter when she was 10 years old due to illness, that he no longer could believe. He made a choice. He could no longer believe in a loving God that could allow death and decay to be part of the system of a world. He couldn't believe that some kind of deity, and particularly the deity that he was brought up to believe in, could put in motion a planet where this could happen. So you're right. This film does strongly suggest that one incident did colour or really did direct the way that his science was going, and also the way that his science has been read ever since. So I found it very interesting that creation, as far as you know, when you see these events in Darwin's life, and just the fact that this film, for me anyway, in my reading of it, that it didn't attempt to say that Darwin refuted God's existence. Mm-hmm. He actually made a choice. He made a real choice. And there's people around him at the time, his contemporaries, that were really trying to latch onto his theory as this kind of God-bashing, God-killing weapon in the sort of science versus faith debate. Mm-hmm. And at least as the film would suggest, Darwin was tormented by that to the point where he was making himself physically ill about the sort of ramifications that his theory would have, particularly on Christianity, which he saw as the framework of society.
Interesting. All right. Well, mate, your final verdict on creation?
Well I look.
You're in two minds.
I was giving this thing 4 stars. I thought it was a really fascinating portrait of a man that, like, I know very, very little about, and particularly how he's been presented by both sides of the debate around Darwin and his theory of evolution. But now, having talked to my lovely lunch partners today, I'm going to go away and do more reading. And I think that's I would still hold to 4 stars. It's a very good film. But it also encourages people, Christians and non-Christians alike, I think, to go and investigate more about Darwin, mm-hmm. and particularly what you think you know about the man, because there's obviously, I don't know, he's just been co-opted all along the way, and I think it's a good time to actually go back and see what he did or did not say.
Yes, all right. Always good to talk to you, Ben.
And you, have a great week.
Thanks, mate. You too. Ben McKechnie, our film critic on the movie Creation.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.